Hi, this is Ken. I just wanted to take a moment to welcome you to the Resonance Experiment. I'm very excited to share these two audios with you. They're really put together as a single audio that you've obviously already downloaded. These are the first two pieces of Divine Connecting Breath, part one and part two, together supporting you in enlivening resonance within your being and preparing for our first live session on Saturday, the 16th of September. Whenever you're hearing this, just know the Resonance Experiment in our community is ongoing, and I welcome you to engage. If you haven't already added your name and email address to the community, you can do so at resonanceexperiment.com. Okay, let's join the first part of Divine Connecting Breath, which will then move directly into the second part of Divine Connecting Breath. Much love to you as we enliven resonance within. There are really two things going on in the resonance experiment, right? The first one is we're having experiences of resonance, and maybe that's happening so far for you, maybe not, but that's the hypothesis, that you can have a visceral experience of divine resonance within your being. And there are really two pathways to that. The first one is to enliven that, and the second one is to embody that. And so really the first session in this three-session series is a video that I'll be sharing with you soon on Enliven, where I'll be sharing that process at a deeper level with you. And we're actually going to begin that process together here in just a few minutes. But that first session on video. And then the second session in this series, which is the first live session, takes place on Saturday, the 16th of September, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern Time, U.S. Of course, it's webcast and broadcast, simulcast over the web and over the phone for participation for wherever you are in the world. We're live on Saturday for the Embody session. And then Sunday, and this is where it all comes together, we're going to do the session on integration. And that's the second thing that's going on in this experiment. And I want to suggest to you, as important as enlivening and embodying are, without integration, we have those peak experiences that then fade away. But when we combine integration of resonance into our experience and our focus in our lives, what happens is we begin having more and more consistent experiences, you could say, of our best selves, of your best self, of your most resonant divine expression in your human vessel. It's a phenomenal experience, and it's something that for a lot of people remains elusive. Through this experiment, it's my goal, it's my hypothesis, it's my invitation to you to not only enliven and embody, but to integrate resonance into your life profoundly and powerfully to transform things for you. Okay, the last thing I want to do, and for me, this is always the most important part of our time together, is the experience. So remember in the last video, we did some very simple breathing. We'll do that again. And we're going to take the next step into the enlivening process. And then when I join you again shortly with that first session on video on Enliven, you'll see how what we've been practicing so far plays right into the enlivening of resonance within your being. So I invite you, if you happen to be driving a car or operating heavy equipment, why don't you stop now for just a few moments and sink in and be fully present within. And as you do so, I invite you to close your eyes, breathe in and out through your nostrils with your palms to the sky, and just become aware of your breath. Allow it to return to whatever its natural cadence is. And together, let's take a deep breath in and hold. And as you begin letting go of this breath, I invite you to let go of everything that has come before in this day, out to the count of eight. Beautiful. Can you feel that? Can you feel how everything's sort of loosening up, maybe beginning to expand or feeling a little more calm? Another deep breath in and hold. And as you begin letting go of this breath, letting go of everything that has come before since you were born, out to the count of eight, let it all go. I'll explain more about why letting all this go is so important and helpful for opening up and enlivening resonance in the next video. But for now, let's just do it together, shall we? Another deep breath in and hold. And as you begin releasing your breath now, letting go of everything that has come before since the inception of your soul, of your essence, of your spirit, out to the count of eight. Beautiful. And with your eyes still closed, I just invite you to become aware of the cue of breath in front of your face. It's there to serve you. In your mind's eye or in your imagination, you might see there's a unit of breath and another behind it and another behind it and so on. And as you breathe in, another unit of breath is added to the cue. And you'll notice that there's no criteria or condition by which the breath is evaluating whether you're worthy of it, right? It doesn't matter your age or your gender, your sexual orientation, your political beliefs, your background. It doesn't matter your ethnicity of origin. None of it matters. The breath just flows into you. It doesn't matter where you are, how much money you have in the bank or how much money you don't have. None of it matters. Breath serving you fully. With your eyes still closed, notice how there's a color beginning to infiltrate and infuse itself into this cue of breath. If you don't see it, you can always add one with your imagination and your mind's eye, almost like adding a dropper of food coloring to the breath, if you will. It's beginning to spread throughout it. That color is there, and it might be static or it might be changing color, it might be moving. That color is there as an indicator. It's a marker. It's going to help us see and experience some things over the next minute or two. It won't have any adverse impact on you, and it may even have a positive impact on you. Just see what happens for you. Whatever the color is, I invite you with your next breath, be with the color from the perspective of the color as you breathe in through the nostrils, up to the crown, and then down into the lungs. And just sit in the lungs, in your imagination, in your awareness, and notice how as you continue breathing, and we're actually going to slowly speed up time. As you continue breathing, just notice how that color is lining the interior lining of the lungs. And then as you speed time up more and more, notice how it begins to move through the lining of the lungs into the bloodstream of your body. And again, as you move forward in time, now notice how that color just begins infusing itself into every cell in your body. Perhaps on the heel of your left hand, or your knees, or your earlobes, and the back of your neck, and every part of your being. Might be in your imagination, you might have an awareness of it intuitively or in some way you can't describe. Whatever it is perfect. Whatever your experience is absolutely perfect right now. And notice how there's a simple conclusion that we can draw from this. The breath is becoming you, and you are becoming the breath. And just be present with what comes into the body as I make that statement. The breath is becoming you, and you are becoming the breath. Can you feel a sense of physical resonance? It's okay either way. You might see it, yes. Oh yes, that marker. Indeed, it is becoming me and I'm becoming it. Notice how in your rational mind, in your left brain, you're actually thinking, well, sure, of course, right? Oxygen, lungs, bloodstream, cells. That makes sense. Awesome. We want the mind on board as well. The mind is very much part of the process of integration. It's part of the process of enlivenment. It's part of the process of embodiment. It's part of being alive. It's having your mind involved. The breath is becoming you, and you are becoming the breath. Notice all the different levels of yes as they come in. Body, awareness, intuitive, in your imagination, seeing, feeling. You may even hear it. All these different ways. The breath is becoming you, and you are becoming the breath. And with each breath, notice that in that cue, the breath of the planet serves. It brings another unit of breath to you and to your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor and so on and so forth. And so with each breath, you are connected to all those people. And notice as the awareness spreads, your neighborhood, your community, the continent, the planet. With each breath, you are connected to everyone above, upon, and within the planet. Not just those living, but everyone who has ever lived. We all breathe the same breath. And indeed, everyone who will ever live, we all breathe the same breath now. And the breath of the planet doesn't differentiate between people and objects and animals and insects and trees and rocks and dirt and fish and water and all the things that we have on this planet above and within this planet. And so with each breath, you are connected to everything above, upon, and within the planet, even the planet itself. Notice as you breathe, you begin to feel your entire body breathing by and for and of the breath of the planet. Feel it viscerally in your being. The resonance of that essential connection that simply is brought forward in your awareness now, but always there. For with each breath, you are connected to everyone and everything above, upon, within. And then, as the breath of the planet becomes the breath of the cosmos, with each breath you are connected to everyone and everything in the entirety of the cosmos, in all of creation, including that which underwrites and connects each instance, sentient and non-sentient alike. Call it the divine, call it the nameless one, call it whatever you will, that energy, a light perhaps even, drawing closer with each breath. Eventually close enough that you see within it these twin frequencies, the frequency of the divine and the frequency of perfect health, intertwined like a double helix of divine presence, a light drawing closer with each breath, eventually perhaps even at the nostrils and then instantaneously throughout the entirety of your being. The invitation extended to each of the smallest parts of you, that light as a waveform or a particle, it matters not. The invitation between that and each of the smallest aspects of you, the invitation to come return to your natural state of resonance and alignment. And with that, feel within your being as that resonant wave moves throughout your entire body. The artifacts of dissonance falling away, gathering at that universal drain. For whatever remains in separation, I invite you to remove that drain now and witness, be with as all the artifacts of dissonance leave your field. It's like sitting next to a river, isn't it? If you walk and sit down next to the river, the river is flowing. If you hold an intention that the river flow downhill, lo and behold, the river is flowing downhill. Yet if you let go entirely of that intention, still the river is flowing. Turn your back on the river is flowing. Walk away. Forget of the river's existence. Still, the river is flowing. Sit next to it again and be in its presence. The river is flowing. So too, with each breath, you are connected to everyone and everything in all of creation. That light, the twin frequencies connecting in to each of the smallest aspects of you on every level, known and unknown. The invitation to return to your natural state of alignment and resonance. Feel that as it spreads through your being, the artifacts of dissonance falling away, the river is flowing. Be in this place with each breath, remembering, feeling, the river is flowing. With each breath, you are connected to all that is the divine and all that the divine is. The invitation, the artifacts of dissonance, the eruption of resonance in your very being. This is divine connecting breath. Be in the feeling of this resonance enlivened within you, for it is the presence, by whatever name, of the nameless one. Here, within you, within all of us gathered here in this circle now, in this resonance experiment now. I invite you to sit, to meditate, to allow whatever is coming up as you remind yourself the river is flowing. Take some time here. Let it sink in. I can't wait to be with you for our very first live experience in this experiment. It'll be on the phone. It's voice only. We've shared time together in these videos. Here I am. Here you are. Here is the feeling of resonance within. Perhaps just the tip of the iceberg beginning to express, perhaps even still, the feeling of resonance is elusive. Stay with the experiment. It is cumulative and not linear. Remembering always, the river is flowing. Let's gather again, shall we? Live on Saturday morning, the 16th of September, 2017, at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern Time. These are U.S. times, simulcasts all around the planet. For we are all coming from different perspectives, different experiences of resonance, and yet we are all one. It is such an honor and a privilege to sit with you, to connect with you in this way, to walk with you. If you feel inspired to share in the comments below the video, of course, please do so. Most importantly, be with the experience of resonance. Don't worry about thinking about it. Be with it. Allow it to erupt within you, for it will, and it is. Can't wait to be with you live on the 16th. For now, much love and peace.